of them, man.
Alright, okay. Say if, how would you greet somebody, a friend of yours you just meet walking down the street, you know, saying something to them, inquiring about their health, you'd say?
Hey, how are you?
Okay. And would you say the same thing to, if you're just walking along, saw somebody you didn't know, a complete stranger, would you say anything at all in the way of greeting?
I'd say hi. Good morning. Whatever.
Okay. And if you've had some company, they're leaving, you might say, well, I hope you come back.
Soon.
Come back.
To see me.
Okay. Another word, might hope y'all come back.
Y'all come back sometime.
All right, one more time, hope you'll come back.
Again.
Right, okay. Around December the 25th, how would you greet somebody? Hope you have a...
nice Christmas. Merry Christmas.
All right.
On the 26th, it's have a happy birthday. That's when I was born.
Oh, really?
Day after Christmas.
Yeah. That probably kind of puts a crimp in the birthday
party. Yes.
Yeah. What about greeting someone on January the 1st? I hope you have...
happy New Year.
Okay. And something you might say is a way of appreciation if somebody has done you a favor. I'm much to you.
I'm much indebted to you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
I'm grateful.
What about obliged? Much obliged?
I've never used that.
Okay. Well, say it for me.
Much obliged.
All right. If you're not sure whether you'll have time to do something or not, you might say, well, I'll have time.
I think I'll have time.
Okay. And if you need to go downtown to get a few things, you say you need to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
Yeah.
Run some errands.
Right. And if you purchase something at the store, you say the storekeeper took a piece of paper and did it up for you.
Wrapped it?
Yeah. And when you got home, you...
unwrapped it.
All right. If a store is selling something for less than what they paid for it, you say they're selling at a...
wholesale.
Wholesale, or at a... they're not making anything off of it. As a matter of fact, they're selling at a...
I don't know.
LOSS?
What?
LOSS?
Loss?
Yeah. Okay. If you see something you like, but it's just way too expensive, you might say, well, I'd like to buy that, but it just...
costs too much.
Mm-hmm. And the first of the month is when the bills are usually
due.
Yeah, and if you're in a club, you have to pay your
dues.
Yeah, and again, if you want to buy something very expensive and you don't have enough money, you go see your banker to see if you can
borrow the money.
Mm-hmm. And he says, well, I'm sorry, but money is mighty
nowadays. Scarce these days.
Right, okay. What about if you go off the springboard and go in the water like so, you say you
dive?
Mm-hmm. Yesterday I
dove.
And I have. Okay. What about when you get in the water, you begin to...
swim.
Yeah, yesterday you...
swam.
And you have.
I have swam.
Okay. What about if you go in the water and you land flat, make a popping noise, you say you did a...
belly buster.
Okay. And after you do the belly buster, if you knock yourself out, you might...
drown. Sink.
You drowned today. Yesterday you...
drown.
You have.
Drown.
What about if a boy is playing around in the front yard, running out of time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let me, a couple more and we'll stop.
Okay.
If he's playing around in the yard and he tucks his head between his legs and kicks out his feet and he goes over like so, you say he did a... tucks his head between his legs, kicks out his feet, and goes over like that. He did a... in the yard.
Tumble.
Okay. Tumble or somersault or somerset.
Somersault.
Somersault. All right.